please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Christian treatment in Israel. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I'm sick and tired that everybody else shits on Christians. Yes, why are they doing this? Yeah, Israel, Muslims, and all that. You could talk shit about Christians, they say kill Jesus and all this stuff, but you start talking shit about the Muslims or about the Jews? Oh, and then that's so bad, yes. Well, friends, I have a clip of what happens when you're in Israel and you're an actual Christian. Let me bring that up. Yes, friends, this is some straight up bullshit. Yeah, they could attack a priest and nobody does anything. Why not? That's assault. I don't care what kind of country you live in. When you attack another person for no reason, that's fucking an assault. Well, this should be a hate crime, but you know, I guess Jews can't commit no crimes, huh? Right? Really? Okay, whatever. Let's play the clip.
Spitting in front of me, spitting behind me, spitting on me, saying bad words to me.
Yeah, you see how they treat this priest? Yeah, he's just a man of the cloth. He's just there because it's the birthplace of Jesus. But the Jews right here are talking shit to him and they fuck with him. That's some bullshit. Yeah, do you know what's fucking funny? That this guy is actually a good person. He's trying to help people out and all that. I don't know for sure, but, you know, in theory. But then you got that cocksucker, that Rabbi Shmuley, the dildo rabbi, and that motherfucker promotes degeneracy. Yes, so one thing is not equal to the other, right? One religion promotes, you know, unity, while another promotes degeneracy. So take your pick, friends. Let's continue.
It's about Jesus throwing stones through our windows and hate graffitis, and there's very often death to the Christians.
Oh yeah, it's okay to fuck with Christians, but if you do all that shit and you change Christians to Jews, that's when people have a meltdown. Say, oh no, you gotta protect the Jews, don't hurt them. They're our greatest allies, da da da, this thing we promised to them for 2,000 years. But yeah, Christians, they get fucked in the ass. They get raped, murdered, abused, mocked, ridiculed, and look. And this guy's just a man of the cloth, but these guys don't care. They just use this cloth and they wipe their ass with it. That is all bullshit. These motherfuckers need to learn how to respect. If not, why should we respect them? Right? Quid pro quo. Just saying. Yeah, there's just a lot of degeneracy and disgusting things in the world, and these people are propagating it, in my opinion. So, yeah, friends, what can you do? What can you do? Oh, remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals, so don't listen to me, I'm retarded. Anyways, let's continue.
הרב ניקודמוס מכנסיית דור מציון חווה אין ספור התנכלויות ותקיפות אלימות כלפיו וכלפי אנשי הכנסייה.
Unfortunately, after that, it happened again and again. It was not...
Yeah, these motherfuckers are persistent. They don't quit. I guess they don't know how to. Okay.
That is a singular experience.
חלה עלייה במספר התקריות המכוערות.
תצלם אותי! תצלם אותי, השרמות הבוא!
Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe we should start doing another crusade to the Holy Land, right? Maybe we need to free Jerusalem and all that stuff, right? I don't know. I see some people doing some nasty things. But I guess I am fucking stupid, so I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know. Yeah, there's something that I don't agree, that in the Christian religion, that they say when someone smites you, that you're supposed to turn the other cheek. I don't agree with that shit. If someone's attacking you, you have every right to defend yourself, and you should go do it until they stop coming at you. If you don't, you get what you deserve. Sorry, priest man, you have to defend yourself, so... Come on, boy. I know you got balls, don't be a bitch, but it is what it is. Let's continue. Yeah, don't be stupid. Stand up for yourself, you know? Yeah, I know they say they need to be meek and all that, but there's times where you have to defend yourself. If not, people are gonna destroy you. So, in this world, I don't know. Do you want to die or do you want to live? That's a personal decision you need to make, so let's continue.
So here it is, guys. Once again, how is Israel our greatest ally?
Well, they are not. Actually, we're their fucking... They are our retainers. Yes, they own us. We're their fucking bitch. I don't like that fucking idea, but it is what it is. And we should take those chains off our necks and tell these guys to go fuck off. Yeah, but no, we got cocksuckers like this dude that's saying, oh no, I love Jewish dick. It tastes so good and it melts in my mouth, not in my ass. Okay, motherfucker, you do you, boo. I know what I want to do, so let's continue. Yes, friend, Judeo-Christian is not a real thing. It's just some bullshit propaganda the Jews made up so they could get Christians to do their bidding. Yes, don't you think it's funny that the Christian God and the Jewish God is one and the same? I wonder why. I don't know. Well, let's continue, I guess.
The things that are taught are lies. It's lies, guys. This is another perfect example of a Christian getting abused, spit on, beaten, attacked in Israel.
Yes, friend. Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You hit that motherfucker square in the fucking head. Yes, friend. But you know, you point these out and guess what they say? That's anti-Semitic. Yeah, they say it's a hate crime. You're pointing out the obvious. But who gives a fuck? If they want to say that's fucking a hate crime, then so be it. Yeah, I don't fucking hate people. I just fucking see what I see. And if they want to be stupid, then, you know, there's stuff you could do. Just saying.
And no, it's not just the Orthodox Jews. See, they claim that being Jewish is a race, and it's not. That's why it's so confusing.
Yes, do you know because of the Talmud, it says because we're Goy, they could lie, cheat, and steal us. Yeah, because we're non-Jews. Yeah, they think we're just human cattle. Yeah, we're here to serve them. They think we're less than them. So what do you think? Are you less? I'm not, so let's continue.
Because it is a race, but what they're saying it is a farce. So today, as most people know it in the world, it's most Americans and a lot of Christians in the Bible Belt, which is mainly who I'm speaking to, Jews, modern Jews, those who consider themselves spiritually Jewish are actually Talmudic, Kabbalistic, and Zoharian.
Yes, friend, you're right. Those people in Israel are not Jews. I already know that stuff, but some people don't. So, can you please enlighten us? Please!
They've taken that and said that they're Jews. This is what they think of Christians, right here. Now, I don't know if this man is American, but he is a Christian. And I'm mainly speaking to this for the American Christians. So y'all know what it is, that Judeo-Christian values is a nonsense word.
Of course it is all bullshit. They just feed us this shit because they think we're stupid and we're easily manipulated. Guess what? They're fucking right. They don't give a fuck. Yeah, they took over everything in the world. News, media, music, hell, even part, yeah, the government too, man. So what do you think's gonna happen? These people see us as shit. We're just fucking human niggers to them. They don't give a fuck about us, and they will fucking destroy us in the end. So we gotta defend ourselves. But you know, I'm stupid, I guess. Just saying.
Christianity was before Judaism. This is what they think of Christians. On our allies in the West, the nation state has really nothing to do about it because it got created by Britain, really, in the 1940s.
Guess what, buddy? As long as this place exists on the map, it's gonna be more bullshit day in and day out. Until that place gets erased or something, there's gonna be more shenanigans. Just saying.
Mind of an atheist named Theodore Herschel. I got more of these videos, guys. I got more of this stuff. Step back from what you think you know and observe what you see.
Yes, friends, all this fucking bullshit comes from Israel, all this fucking abomination, it's fucking disgusting, but that's the world that we live in. We're controlled by all these fucking ghouls and we're enslaved by them. But yeah, the good thing they did this bullshit that people see it now. Yeah, you can't deny it, unless you're weak or a fucking bitch, some kind of pussy. Yeah, if you're scared, I understand. I don't want to die either, but it is what it is. Hey, I'd rather be dead and cool than alive and uncool. Just saying, friends, but you gotta do this. Yes, friends, and I have this guy who is noticing things too. Let's see what his power observation fucking brought him, right? Let's play the clip.
It's the Jews. It's not the Jews, bro.
It is the Jews.
It is billionaire psychopaths that have sold the world for profit.
So in other words, the Jews.
Yeah, that Jew is right. is because fucking Jews, they got into everything, just like a fucking cockroach. They went into your fucking system, and now to pull them out, it's going to be a motherfucker.
Christians United for Israel has over 10 million members in the United States, and there's only 7.5 million Jews living in the U.S.
And yet we still run the world, and we still own the media and everything, so...
Yep, they're the ruling class, and we're the little bitches. Yeah, we just gotta fucking take out the lube out of our assholes and punch these guys in the face and get them off of us. But are we gonna do it? I don't think so. Yeah, I think we're gonna have to deal with more pain before we get out of this shit. But who knows? Let's continue.
For centuries in Europe, Jews were strictly prevented from owning land, holding public office, or performing all sorts of professions.
Can we please not talk about that?
Well, maybe we should start doing that again. Hell, didn't Donald Trump took Venezuelan oil? Yeah, you can start taking their assets too. Yeah, why not? Just saying.
Saying Jews are just good with money is about as ridiculous as saying, oh, black people are just better at sports.
Well, it's true, ain't it?
What it does show is that black people, especially in poor areas, will turn to sports more...
You know what? Go fuck yourself, you fucking retard. Yeah, niggers, the only they could do is crime and fucking sports. That's what they're good at. So, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, you're fucking retarded. You should look at the statistics of the shit that niggers do, so fuck you. Just saying.
...than their white counterparts because of the simple fact that they have less access to economic opportunities.
Because, again, the Jews...
And in all honesty, if Jews secretly had all this power and money, do you really think I'd be working a job right now?
Actually, I don't see this, and I don't see this, so, does add up.
You're right. This guy burned that fucking non-Jew guy. Yeah, he's a Jew. He knows where fucking all this shit is. He knows what's up, and that guy's trying to... protect this guy, and this Jew just threw him over the under the bus. So yeah, that's what Jews do, so don't do that. Yes, friends, don't be stupid like these people. They think Jews are their fucking savior or whatnot. If you see all these fucked up things, you call it for what it is. Don't be scared. Yeah, doing the right thing, it hurts, but it's like exercising. Once you work that muscle and you make it stronger, it gets easier. Yes, friends, don't be a pussy, because we need fucking big swinging dicks so we could fucking make the world a better place. Yeah, all you gotta do is just wait and get stronger, my friend, and sooner or later, when that power is ready, it will be unleashed into the world and we could fix this. It's gonna be tough, but we can do this. I believe in you. Well, friends, I'll talk to you later. I got shit to do. Goodbye.
A rabbi runs the world's biggest adult entertainment website. A rabbi. And the Zio used the control over this type of media to push social subversion and social destruction. Here's specific examples. They advertise pedo circumstances. These are above age grown women, but they intentionally look, dress, and act underage. They do this on purpose. They know what they're doing. This is only to one specific target audience. And this roleplay even builds pedo desires in random male viewers that might not have had these thoughts and desires before. They know exactly what they're doing. They're creating the desire for underage. It's sick. And they even go so far as to advance stepdaughter fantasies. That in itself is horrible to advertise, but really, it's a disguised way for them to advance incest pedo desires. Guys, the stuff is done on purpose. And it's not the back page stuff that you have to search for. This is what pops up on the homepage when you sign on and when you're scrolling around. Even the stuff you do search for, this stuff is spliced in between. They also show fantasies and promote cheating on your wife, cheating on your husband, destroy marriages, just like they're always accused of trying. This is all intentional. And then all the college kid stuff. This is what they promote college life is like. Hookup culture, experimentation, promiscuity, no morals. Stereotype it like this until it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They know exactly what they're doing. It goes further. They also have the promotion of incest, with a thin disguise under the labels of doing things to your stepsister. You know many young boys sneak on these websites to explore. You know that, and these are the fantasies that Zios promote to trick kids to thinking they have some other way to release pent-up lust. These are sick people. They know exactly what they're doing when they're pushing all this stuff. Flip through their page. These are not normal, average fantasies. These are promoted on purpose to shape desires in a bad direction. The Zios control all our media. News media, entertainment media, sitcoms. They even control Disney and adult entertainment media as well. and they find ways to use all of that to subvert us. Our society was not like this 60, 70 years ago. They do this because a weak, degenerate society with no morals and no culture is not a threat to their power and is easy to push around and manipulate. Strong cultures with high morals, you can only push them so far. You are not controlling and bullying a strong, moral, united people. This is all done for J supremacy. We must break their media monopoly, burn their subversion books just like they did in the 1930s, and save our society. Unity is victory. Resist. Protect your culture.